Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. It is the fifth shiur in the topic of Lo Siachi Rabin Lo'os, Lo San Al Riv Lintois, Achri Rabin Lahatois. And the Yisod HaDvarim that we saw was that you are not allowed to follow the other Dayanim without using your own Seichel, without using your own Das, because the job of the judge is to use his own intellect to come to the proper judgment without taking the ramifications into effect. Don't play any games. Make him chayv when he's zakai, zakai when he's chayv, like we learned from the Arachayim HaKadosh. But rather, you paskin as you see it. Call it as you see it. That's the yisod of this pasuk. And maybe with this, we can explain the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos. Let's say Resh Pei Gimel, Nechinuch Mitzvah Ein Zayin. And after they write this laugh of Losana that you shouldn't be Samech on someone else around the Rove, right? In other words, that you have to use your own intellect. You can't just rely on what the other judges say. The Rambam brings, Yachal Aftine Mominus Kain. I might think that the same applies to Mominus, that Mominus is also an Isser to be Samech on the other people, to be Samech on the Rove. Tamad Lom Rachwe Rabim Lehatris. No. By Mominus, you're allowed to follow the rabbi. Only when it comes to Dinei Nefashis. Dinei Nefashis, you have to use your own Seichel. Dinei Mominus, you can follow the Rove. So that's the Medrash brought by the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch. So we have a number of kashas. Number one, the Pasuk of Achrei Rabim Lahatos B'chal not talking about Dinei Mominus, talking about Dinei Nefashis. Like we saw, it says, Lo siachri rabim l'rois, don't follow the rabbin for evil, because you can't fight, you need to incriminate somebody, you need a majority of two. A regular majority doesn't work. So, Mel, this pasuk is talking about, that's the beginning of the pasuk. The pasuk is talking about, Rachar rabim l'hatus. But otherwise, for good, you can be, no tachri rabbin. You follow the majority, but it's talking, the whole pasuk is talking about dinei nefashos, b'chal not dinei mamonos. Because again, the pasuk says lo siach rabim l'rois. So you're only mata l'ra'al pishnayim, but by dinei mamonos there's never an inyan of shnayim. You always follow the rov. Because it's only the Rose. By Dinei Mominus, there is no the Rose. Because whenever you're passing in one person's favor, you're passing the other person's detriment. So it's always going to be the Tova for one person, the Ra for the other person. So Mimelev, there's no inyan of Lo Siach Rabim Lo Rois. Pasuk isn't talking about Mominus, so don't bring this Pasuk from it. That's the first Kasha. Another Kasha is that this Lav exists not only if you go after the Rove without using your own intellect, but even stop following another Dayan. And that has nothing to do with Achrei Rabim Lahatos. In other words, we're trying to learn apparently from Achrei Rabim Lahatos, you can just follow the Rove. We're learning by the name, but that's not what the Isser is. In other words, it's contrasting. Saying that by Nefashis, no, and by Mominus, yes. We say by Nefashis, no, they want to say by Mominus, yes, so it's not only an inyan of that you can follow the Rove, that by Nefashis you can't follow the Rove, by Nefashis you can't even follow another Dayan. So how do we know that by Mominus you can stop follow another Dayan? How do we learn a heter in that case? We only have a heter to follow the Rove. How do you learn to follow another Dayan? And also, how do we know that Achrei Rabim Lahatos means that you're allowed to follow the Rabbin without using your own Das? And that Kipshuto, that the Pasuk means that you follow the majority of judges? And Chachinus is tamei on the Ikar Adin. He doesn't understand. that if you're samech on somebody else without using your own knowledge, that's hatayis hadin. He's a rashi, he's a gas ruach. The whole nidon is whether or not there's a lav. And that we say, no, the lav is only a din in a fush, that are more chamer, not in din mamonis. But vaday, it's not a din if you just follow the other dayanim. It's axiomatic by the Menchas Chinuch, but he writes that's not mashmos in the Rambam and the Chinuch. Mashmos in the Rambam and the Chinuch is that it's not even aser. And the Menchas Chinuch blogs with the Tzarechian. So we have a number of kashas here. As lefid vareinu, efshal omar kach, omer moreinu v'rabeinu, v'yor einenu, shebevadai mevo'ar b'pashtut divrei rishonim kana, shebelo akra, ולא תענה על ריב, היה אפשר לכתחילה לעשות כן. As we saw in the previous shir, that if without לא תענה על ריב, לכתחילה, you could rely on the majority. לא תענה על ריב, as we saw in the Rambam, להשאירה דעה מהתוס דיין אחר על צד, לדעס דיין אחר על צד הישיין עליו. Just relying on another dayan without using your own intellect. So lo san al riv lintos, lo sevakish b'riv hanetia levad. Ushetate imarov wa megidolim b'tishtok. So don't just follow blindly the other people. So we need this pasuk, because as we saw, not for this pasuk you could do this lechatchila. Why? Why lechatchila can you just blindly follow the other dayanim? Because if yisoda shel hachrat hadayan hi al ha'shvuyeh shel ha'emes b'toytzor lemaiseh, harei im somechu al acher, v'acher bar samchahu, sherei hu echad min hadayanim, shapir havalei ze gam emet ledidei. Because if the yisod of the hachras hadayan is bringing out the truth in a practical way, so if he's somech on somebody else, and the other is a bar samcha, because he's one of the dayanim, so this is the emes for him also. There's no isser at all. He's trying to come to objective truth. So he says, listen, the guy's a really smart guy, I'm following him, so that's probably the truth. But as we saw, that's not the tafkid of the dayan. The tafkid of the dayan is to come to his own truth. V'rak mechamat ma shelozeo tafkido shel hadayan, huma shenasar davar gam b'ofen hachrat hadin, kanal. So that's not the tafkid of the dayan, and therefore it's aser. He's supposed to be machuya the din api sichlo api daita. Ve'al ze yalfinan mima shekatuv acharei rabim lahatot. So from this we learn from acharei rabim lahatois, which is talking about dinei nefashos, shirak al dinei nefashos ne'emar aleim al shel din atzmo b'ofen shel lahatois. So only by dinei nefashos is the inyan of lahatois. Lahatois means is that's the way you're supposed to, you're paskin based on your seichel. You're paskin based on your understanding, and not based on somebody else's understanding. Lo siach rabim l'ros. There's no siya, because the dayanim are not creating objective reality. We don't know what the reality is. They're just supposed to, their tafkid is supposed to be machweir based on sichla. And we saw achweir rabim lahatos like by Eden. So there's a din of hanhagel ma'isa. She yesh din lintois achar arov ba'asiyah. We follow the rov, practically speaking. In other words, the rov tells us which direction to go in. And that's the only job of the dayana, like we saw by Adim, just like it's nikba al pi tshnayim. By Adim, so to the rovs, the hataya has to be al pi tshnayim. But the point is, as we saw, that you're paskining based on your understanding. There's no see yet. You don't define reality. You're not telling us what actually happened. But we incline the maisa, we follow the majority. And what's the tafkid of the dayan? To say this, he sees it. And that's why you would have a havamina that you should follow the rove. Because you don't know, you see other people saying it, so you say it also. It's kamashmon that you're not allowed to do that. Because if it was just a matter, as we saw, of getting to the MS, then the rove was telling us the MS, the objective truth, then we'd follow even one. And the fact that we don't follow one, a majority of one by Ra, must be, it's just a matter of, it's Xeris HaKosuf, that it's an Hanaga Lamaisa. Torah tells us Lamaisa, when it's Lara, you go after two. And when it's Latova, you can follow even a majority of one. But it's just a Hataya, it's not a Siya. This is the way we're going to Paskin. But it's not absolute truth. We don't know what the absolute truth is. And therefore, the job of each dayan is not to get to the truth, the absolute objective truth, but rather is to call it as he sees it. That's the way he's supposed to paskin. And therefore, there's a havamina, you can't follow the majority. Because, hey, that's they're probably telling the truth. Kamashma, no. It's both in Shela Hatos. We follow Lamaisa the way each dayan sees it. We follow that majority. So don't just follow the majority blindly. You have to use your own seichel. So that's when it comes to dinei nefashos. But dinei nefashos, we have a dinei b'achrei rabbim lahatos, that you have to follow the rabbim. The Maisa, we follow the Rabbi, it's Hanhaga the Maisa. But by Dinei Mamanes, Haregamim the Maisa Zel Malach Adin, Ukumvual Mimadaz Linim Ubasa Roiv, Shekanal Rakach Rala Hatot, Aval Embeze Afgach Rechit Mitzada Svaral Omar, Shegam Hachra Hatot Shel Adan Yevshar Shetiel Lefi Aimet, Shel Hatot Sa'a, El Rak Lefi Da'ato. But by Mamanis, even if Lemaisa, that's the Mahalach of the Din, in other words, how does the judgment work? That we follow the Rove. But who says that you're not allowed to just follow the other Dayanim? Who says you have to follow your own Das? Maybe you can follow the other Dayanim because you say they're really smart guys. He was the top guy in Brisk, and he was the top guy in Panovich, so I'm just going to follow them. Because that's probably the objective truth, without using my own Seichel. And Yola Evachia Karabo, like we saw in the Medrash, we have a Afka in this Pasuk, we have a Miut, that you're not supposed to be like your master. In other words, God gets the objective truth, and you're not supposed to be. You're not supposed to be like that. You're supposed to say it as you see it. Not as the objective truth. We don't know what the objective truth is. That was the Havamina. Lintel Sachar Ab Lahatu Shlo Tomer B'Shana Sedin Diyo Lev Chiyak Rabu Emar Mashi B'daitcho. So you shouldn't follow the others. You should say what you think. Don't blindly follow the rabbi. But if you do, that would make sense. Pasuk's telling you not to by dinin nefashis. But if by dinin nefashis, but it would make sense without this pasuk. Without if not, the pasuk wouldn't have told you that because then you're getting to the objective truth. So it's not such a tame to say that by dinin mamanis, it's a proper psak. Because this whole pasuk is talking about dini nefashos. And dafka by dini nefashos, we learn this whole yisod that you can't rely on other people. But the tafkid of the dayan is to call it as he sees it. So the din is b'oifen shel lahatis. It's not b'oifen shel, only by mamnis, by nefashos, b'oifen shel lahatis. That's what you're doing, the Maisa, but they're not telling you what the truth is. You just follow the rov of the Maisa, but we don't know what the truth is. Objective truth. With my mom and us, maybe we're going for objective truth so you can follow the other Dayan. So we had asked that there's a lav, not only linyan halicha achar rov without using your own intellect, but even stop following another Dayan, which has nothing to do with achrei rabim lahatas. So how do we learn a heter gam b'chai gavna? So the answer is no. You do learn a heter because the point, the yisod achrei rabim lahatas, is coming to teach you that it's inyan shel hataya, that every dayan has to see it as he calls it, call it as he sees it, and not just rely on the others. That's why when we're following the rov, we're just following inyan shel hataya. The Maisa, we're following the rov. We don't know what really happened. So therefore, every dayan has to call it as he sees it. So he shouldn't rely on the rov, and he shouldn't rely on any dayan at all. When it comes to dinei mamonos, maybe you're coming to the, you're trying to get to the truth, the absolute truth. And they're following the other dayan, maybe that'll bring you to the truth. You don't know. So you're just following them blindly, and that makes sense that that's going to be the absolute truth. So that's why. This pasuk is dafka by nefashos, but not by mamonos. We also know that achrei rabim lahatos is referring not only that if you have a machlokas bein dayanim that the rov is machriya, but also that you shouldn't be no tachareim below daitoi. Because again, we saw at the beginning of the pasuk that the pasuk says that you shouldn't follow the rabbim l'rois. What does it mean you shouldn't follow the rabbim l'rois? Why not? You have a majority. So the answer is, it's because we're not trying to get to the objective truth. If the majority told you the objective truth, then you would just follow the, then you would follow the majority, even the rows. From the fact that it's not telling you objective truth, the fact that you don't follow the majority of the rows, so it must be it's not telling you objective truth. Therefore, it can say, Hanhaga l'maisa, only follow two. And therefore, the pasuk is telling you that since you're not trying to get to objective truth, so just call it as you see it. Don't. That's the tafka of the dayan. Say what he thinks. Not to come to any specific conclusion, not to try to make sure, like we saw from the Rechaim HaKadosh, to twist the din to say Zakeh when he's chayv when he's Zakeh, to get the desired result. You're not trying to get any desired result. You're just calling it as you see it, and therefore, lo see it, lo sana al riv lintos, like we saw in the Rambam. But that means that one shouldn't just follow the rabbi when there's a riv. You shouldn't just follow the rabbi blindly. No, you have to call it as you see it. So, the pasuk concludes, Achrei Rabim Lahatos, you just follow the rabbin, both in Shel Hataya. That this is what we're inclining towards, not that it's telling us objective truth. And again, this is only talking about Dinei Nefashos, but maybe not Dinei Mamonos. And the Menchas Chinuch was bothered, it's a Shaiti, it's a Gas Ruach, it's Aser. Why is he a Shaiti and a Gas Ruach? He's found the other Dayan, and that's going to get him to the truth. So, Amir Tashem, this was the Siyata Deshmaya, fifth offering. We will continue next time, and we're going to see more, a lot more of the flaws. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.